Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name's Allison Klein. We're coming to you from the SDN NFV World Congress in The Hague, and I am delighted to be joined by Timo Yokioho, EMEA Senior Technologist for Telecom and NFV at Red Hat. Welcome, Timo. How's it going?
Thanks a lot, and thanks for having me here.
So Red Hat obviously has a history of being known for open source based software solutions and a tremendous amount of traction within the data center. But you guys are also playing a very important role in communications networks. Can you tell me about why the focus on communications networks?
So, as you said, Red Hat is really well known on IT enterprise side, and we are still really well known on Linux distribution, which is Red Hat Enterprise Linux, RHEL, as we call it. That's, of course, something we do and we continue to do. It's a really important product for us. But our product portfolio right now is much more than RHEL only. We have OpenStack distribution. We have OpenShift for containers. We have software-defined storage. We have middleware for Java applications. We have a lot of stuff. But interestingly enough, we are still viewed as a RHEL company, which we try to kind of change the understanding of the industry. Now, the communication service providers, CSPs, that's a highly interesting discussion topic because Red Hat is really has not been known as a telco networking company before. Now, when NFV came on board 5 years ago, when the service providers launched the first white paper of NFV, even at that time, we didn't realize that that would be a good thing for us to do. When Etsy NFV Group approached Red Hat and ask our guidance and help in building open solutions for NFV, open source, open API, collaborative. So we engaged them and then we realized that, oh wow, this NFV opens us a completely new business opportunities in telco networking.
I've been very struck by the fact that the operators are actually joining many of the open source initiatives alongside their industry counterparts. How has that helped in terms of Red Hat's delivery of solutions in this space and any key learnings out of working side by side with operators?
First of all, I completely agree what you said. Operators are embracing open source, participating and collaborating in open source projects. Not all, but many. And we as Red Hat, we would like to take a little bit credit because we have been doing this education for these last few years with service providers who understand that it's good for me as a service provider to put my engineers to work with other guys on the community project. In open source, there is no product management to whom you can send requirements that do this for me in this time frame. It doesn't work like that. It works putting your people in the communities to work with other, even with competitors. And that's what Red Hat has done more than 20 years. Now, it has helped Red Hat a lot to work with service providers in NFV space when they really understand how open source works. And they see Red Hat is a company who is only doing open source. We don't have any closed source proprietary code. It's all based on open source upstream development model. I still cannot say that Red Hat is well known in telco networking, but we are starting to be a credible component or technology provider in that space, which has been our goal.
Which brings me to the news of the day, which is the introduction of the Intel Select Solution, new solution for NFVI featuring Red Hat, reflective of, I think, where the industry is in terms of deployments happening today, as well as the history of collaboration between Intel and Red Hat. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So first of all, Intel and Red Hat, we have been collaborating for a long time. Intel architecture and Intel underlying CPUs and network cards, they have always been the first ones we certify because they have a really big footprint in the data centers and now telco networking. And now NFVI or NFV spaces. The announcement today is one step further in this collaboration. And again, this is a first step with us in Intel Select Solution for NFV, where Intel introduces, again, Red Hat Enterprise Linux as one of the host operating system in the Select Solution with their new Xeon Scalable Processor family, which is a really good match for communication use cases in telco networking. So that's a really good step. And we focus now maybe even more in our Linux distribution space to have networking performance in place, with Intel architecture underneath, having maybe some offload features offloaded to the NIC cards with Intel provides and other people provide. So that's a good step, and I hope this Intel Select solution for NFV will develop even further to include other technology components from us.
HPE, Huawei, and Lenovo were among the first to announce that they'll deliver solutions to the market based on this configuration, which I guess is great for both of our companies. Looking forward, obviously, this industry of operators is moving very quickly in terms of moving from POCs and concepts around virtualized networks into deployments. What are you seeing shaping up as you look forward to 2018?
So there's still a lot to do. One of the things is bringing in automation into NFV space. But what has happened so far is virtualizing physical functions with OpenStack in our case. That's all good. And there's not much automation in place yet. So automation will be the next big thing, and it has to happen, because if it doesn't happen, then just virtualizing physical functions, that's a good thing, but it really does not bring all the benefits which service providers are looking for. So they need automation, and they need the mono part or the NFV orchestrator consolidation, and having a full functional NFV orchestrator in place, which is not in place yet.
Do you see a role for containers here?
Absolutely. Containers are already widely used and very popular in enterprises or data centers. And there is more and more talk about containers in NFV space as well, and it's going to happen. So if we look forward, it's a fair assumption that 5G network will be based on NFV SDN principle in containers. And things like edge computing, containers are a perfect match for edge computing applications. Having said this, we need to be just a little bit careful on that, not from a technology point of view. Now, the issue is, which is going to go away, is that neither Etsy NFV nor OpenNFV include containers yet into their spec or into the reference implementation by OpenNFV. And those are the industry bodies which kind of industry recognizes and works along those lines. Etsy NFV reference architecture and OpenNFV reference implementation, and containers are not there yet. But both of the exercises are working on that. I don't know the time frame exactly, but Etsy NFV ISG group will be adding container dimension in their reference architecture.
Nice.
Virtual machine is not going to go away. They will kind of coexist, which is a good thing.
Sure.
And OpenNFV will do the same. They will include containers into their reference implementation.
One final question for you. I'm sure that folks want to hear more about the Red Hat solutions for comm service provider industry. Where would you send them for more information?
Red Hat's website, redhat.com. That's the high-level link. And then navigating on that, we have specific pages to Red Hat Telco Solutions, where we have the links to our OpenStack product, Red Hat OpenStack, which we now use for NFVI Vim, and which is being deployed as we speak.
Fantastic. Well, it's a very much valued collaboration between our companies. Congratulations on the announcement of the Select Solution delivery today, and we look forward to having you back on the program soon.
Excellent. Thank you very much.